Well, good morning and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar and my favorite, most favorite time of the week when I get to speak with my girlfriend, Essie Williams, and the Swole Sisters segment that we have put together for y'all. Are y'all on the line, Essie?
Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, and you sound good too. Awesome. So it has been quite the new year already, hasn't it?
I know. And what is it? We're only halfway into the month?
It's been very, very busy for the both of us, and we appreciate y'all just being patient with us trying to gather all of our you know, stuff and make this thing work into our life, because we really, really do enjoy coming on here weekly, and we put a lot of thought and planning into it, and we're always excited to share what God puts on our heart for y'all. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's something that we look forward to, but it's also something that takes some time. And so we appreciate y'all being patient when we're not as active.
Yeah.
You know,
we try, but at least we are keeping this consistent and we want to continue to do so.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, let God run the show, right?
Making
it happen. So, okay. Essie was on, I watch her stories. And if you're not watching her stories, you're missing out. Fit Boulevard on Instagram. And yesterday I was just checking in on her because I was like, you know, just flipping through, and I was mm-hmm. like, what's she up to? And I saw you were hit by a bus.
Oh my gosh. Not literally, you guys.
I know. Fine.
But I don't know if you guys have ever felt like, zero energy. I'm talking about you. I did not have any reserve in my tank. Yesterday, something happened where I got up. I did the usual, you know, make the girls lunches, drive them to school. And I came back home and I usually put on my gym clothes and go right to the basement and get my workout done. I looked at my husband and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I can't do it today. And he said, just go back to bed. And I'm like, what? I never mm-hmm. do that, like ever. Because I like feeling productive. I don't like lazing around all day. And not that I'm lazy, but I think part of the programming that I received growing up was that, you know, you grow up, you put your clothes on and you go about your day and you get things done. You don't go back to bed.
Yeah.
You don't go back to bed.
Yeah. And that's lazy to go back to bed. No, I totally feel you. Yeah.
And my husband's like, no, you have to take care of yourself. Listen, like mm-hmm. you have been going forever. Like, you know, on the weekdays, I'm up at 5:45. I try to go to bed early, but you know, that never happens, Jen, because
right.
by the kids time, kids go to bed. It's kind of your time and you try to do things around the house or for yourself. And then you
catch up.
Yeah. And you look at your clock. You're like, oh my God, it's 11 o'clock already. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the whole cycle, it caught up to me yesterday. And I had to give myself permission to just crawl back in bed and just lie there.
I appreciate you being transparent and open about that, because I think, and I know myself, I beat myself up when I feel like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to power through. I'm going to have some green tea. And I'm just going to make it happen because I'm not going to be late. Like we put these silly little like stigmas attached to ourselves and beat ourselves up. And meanwhile, our husbands are going, hey, listen, you're human. You know, it's okay to rest. And even God tells us to rest and have peace and be in rest with him. Mm-hmm. So it's so ridiculous, but we all do it. And I know the moms that are listening to this right now are going, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
If I sit down on the couch, I feel like I'm lazy or I'm not productive, or, you know, and then we start beating ourselves up. So it's just not worth it. But then we really do need that downtime, you know?
We really do. And sometimes it could be 2 days in a row. And if that's it, like this morning I woke up and I actually felt better. So I worked out, but I remember going to bed last night saying, if I feel the same way, I'm just going to take another day of rest. And if the laundry doesn't get done, the floor doesn't get swept, you know what? Boo-hoo. That's okay. Because
right.
mentally, I need to be, and physically, I need to be ready for my children and my family, my husband, and whatever may come. If in that condition, I don't think I would
no.
be serious, right?
You get more spent. And I'm so glad you brought that up. It's such a great point. We do that, and then we power through. And then by the end of the day, when everybody's at home and needs us, we're done. We're like,
okay, oh. I'm snapping at people.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to the moms out there who actually have jobs and have to come home and do the home. I don't know. You guys, man, hands up to you guys. I don't mm-hmm. know how you do it. I mean, I have a part-time job and I'm struggling. So if you guys have moments where, you know, who cares about the laundry for one day? If you have to double up the next day when you have energy, do it. Take care of yourself so that you can be of service to your family and your friends and all of those around you, because they depend on you.
Well, I think it's you brought up a you skimmed right over it, but I'm going to bring it back up. Okay. You looked at your husband and you said, I don't feel you communicated. And I think a lot of times we expect people to understand.
Mm. Yes.
And in a family, and there's different seasons. Like when your kids are like 2 and 4, you're not going to sit them down and go, mommy's really tired today and da da da. So I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, as your kids older, or as your husband has more stress on him, or seasons of your life that change and go up and down, you have to be able to say, I need this downtime and I don't feel 100%. And so forgive me for snapping at you, but you know, this is how I feel. And you know what, there's going to be ability for them to have empathy in the situation, because they feel the same. Everybody has down times, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what, this is so good that I said that to my husband, and I actually explained it to my kids when they came home.
Good.
And I want them to know and learn from me that it is okay to take time for yourself and to say, hey, I'm really spent today. I mm-hmm. know I promised to do X, Y, and Z for you, but can we, you know, hold it off for another day? I'm
going to have some downtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it's good for them.
Yeah. Because if you look around society and we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we watch TV, we have all these reality shows, it looks like they're just going, right?
Yeah.
And like all these life coaches, they say to take your time. But when you look at like how hard they work, I know I always compare – comparison is not good, but mm-hmm. come on, girls, we do it sometimes. I'm like, well, you know, she's doing that and I'm only doing this. Maybe I need to like ramp it up a little bit. And so I put stress on myself, and that probably makes it worse.
Yeah, it does. And that's why they say comparison is the thief of
joy.
Joy, is that what mm-hmm. it is? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully you're hearing this, and you know, in another way of looking at it, I remember when my kids were really little, and the one thing that did make me feel good was working out. And mm-hmm. So, you know, they always wanted to invade that time. And I remember even when they were little, I was like, if you give me this little bit of time and respect me in that, and do, you know, just give me this 30 minutes, I'll give you my entire day. So it goes both ways, where you, even when they're little, you can explain to them, because I think it's healthy for them to see that you're not just their slave, you know?
I know.
You know, and that you have, you know, because I think a lot of that go, 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 go comes from the way I was raised, the way you were raised. Like, we both had parents who were very productive and did a lot and got a lot done. And so we always saw them go and go and go and go. And, you know, we never saw the downside. And I don't think that's healthy. I think they need to see that too, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, in our minds, we think that that's how you're supposed to be. And I want to change that for my girls. I want to change that. I want them to be able to take care of themselves without feeling guilty or feeling shamed or any of the negative feelings that come with taking time. I was going to say being leisurely, but it's not being leisurely. It's taking care of yourself.
It is. It is taking care of yourself. And so this week we've been having a revival at our church. It's been just like it started Sunday night and it mm-hmm. ends tonight. And it's just, you know, praise and worship time and prayer and just people coming together at the first of the year and just saying, you know, God, we want more of you. And, you know, it just a small little teaching, but mostly praise and worship. So it's been really great. And I'm because of that, my day is very full and I've been doing a lot of things lately and I haven't been able to be involved on social media as much with some of So the stuff I usually do because of my days are full and then my nights have been full with that. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, then last night I was going to come home and catch up. I wanted to, you know, comment on some of our friends and that have been working hard and putting good content out there. And my husband hits me with, hey, guess what? The FAFSA thing for college is due tonight. And I was like, oh,
no,
mind you, it's 9:30 at night. I finally got in. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, I finished that dang thing at 12:30 last night.
Oh
I was like,
gosh.
So ridiculous. Why? They make it so difficult, Essie. You have no idea. And I'm like, almost to the point where I'm like, what is the point of this? You know, it was so bad.
I have a few years. I'm just going to learn from you. So start early. Don't start the night before. Got it.
You know what it is? Anything that is like government related, they make the most difficult ever. Oh my goodness. I was like, this could be so much. I said, I was sitting there getting like punchy about it. And I was like, I go, I think there's somebody on the other side of the screen laughing because I'm having to start all over again because of this and the time we had on that. And oh my gosh, it was so bad. Oh, and then the passwords don't work.
Wait, was it online?
Yes, the whole thing's online.
But don't you remember when we went to college, we had to do it all by hand? We had to fill out pages, oh God, yes, and pages and pages of applications. Oh my goodness.
It's funny you say that because my daughter started back to school this week, you know, she's in college. And so she was talking to her brother and saying, oh, you know, the online stuff is not up yet. And I mean, we start tomorrow. She's an overachiever. She's a preparer. She's like, you know, got to have everything in a row, which I envy because I'm not that way.
Yeah.
But I sat there and I was in the kitchen washing dishes. And I looked at her and I go, yeah, I remember all that online problems when I was in school. Oh, wait, I had to wait in line to get in a class. Literally, I remember having to wait in line with a piece of paper at the administration office and wait in line. You know, I was like,
yeah. And then you're hoping that your class that you want. One, it wasn't
didn't filled. Get full. Ah! Yes, you had to be there super early. Oh my God, totally. We're aging ourselves big time. But no, and so it's funny that you bring that up because she was like, all this online this and online that. And then they both looked at me and rolled their eyes, of course, you know. But I was like, yeah, I had to wait in line and I get there before anyone else, you know. I remember when I walked on to the University of North Texas volleyball team, it was so cool because they give the athletes first in line for everything because they have to revolve it around their schedule, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, this is so cool because I didn't have to stand in line.
Thanks, Jen. I stood in line because I didn't get that as a musician.
Well, I didn't get it my freshman year because I didn't go straight to high school to play in college. I walked on, you know, there was a sign when I was walking to my car one day and I was like, oh, I love volleyball. I played in high school. I might as well try, you know? And when I got on the team, cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, this is really cool. I get to actually, you know, and it's so ridiculous, you know, but it was one of those things where I was like, wow. And these kids have no idea the stuff that we went through to get where we are.
Oh, I know. We should make them do part of, we should make them wait in line just to go on the computer. They can kind of experience a little bit of what we have.
Yes, exactly. Well, Alex actually had to go to the registrar office to pay for some classes because the online thing wasn't working. And I was like, oh.
Did you even know where that office was? No, I'm kidding.
So funny, right? Okay, we're way off on tangents today. God bless. Y'all forgive us, but we do have some stuff planned. Okay, so let's get into it because we've been reading the book of Acts and I've really enjoyed it. I'm getting something new every day. You know what I've been doing is I've been going along and underlining every single time the Holy Spirit is said. Ooh. And in my Bible, in the actual, you know, because I use my own Bible, you know, and I've just been doing that. I don't know why, I just have, and I've been just underlining. And it's crazy how powerful it is when you live a Spirit-led life. It doesn't mean, you and I talked about this, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through stuff, right?
Oh, you're definitely going to go through stuff.
But it's going to work out and be victorious. And that's the difference. Because you have to grow. Even when Paul was being flogged and stripped and beaten, he still didn't question God. I mean, like, that's crazy. Like, we question that God is. When we don't get the parking space close to the grocery store or whatever. We're like, God doesn't love me today. I have to walk.
Paul is like a major example of what a faith-filled man can accomplish in his short lifetime. It is so – I love the book of Acts. I'm so glad we picked that.
Yeah.
That you chose it this month. And I was also going – I listened to a lot of sermons as I'm driving. And I love Stephen Furtick, and I think he's from Elevation Church in South Carolina or something. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about joy. And when you mentioned Paul having joy after being flogged, I mean, like, I'd be like, oh, man, forget it.
Right.
But, okay, so he kind of equated, like, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he endured – that pain because he knew what was coming after, the joy that was coming after it.
Right? Yeah.
Like, so sometimes when we go through our trials, I mean, I complain, I whine, I cry, I journal and all that kind of stuff. But if I stop and really think about it and say, wait, I'm supposed to learn something here. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've been able to use my hardship, that story to help somebody else.
Absolutely.
How it's made me a stronger Christian, how it's made me a stronger woman, mom, friend, wife, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So if you could just switch the brain to a different channel.
Yeah, perspective.
Perspective is so important. So I'm so glad you brought that up, Jen, because I think that is important.
Well, what championship team ever won a championship without going through any trials? Like, they go through more trials than people who don't get there. Like, you have to go through that to grow, to be ready for that next platform. If you never hit adversity and then you got to the championship round of something, you're gonna lose.
Oh,
you're not gonna know what to do.
Exactly. Or if you get something so easily and then you're fine adversity, you're not gonna know how to handle it.
Yeah, you don't. That's why, you know, it's so important to let your kids go through adversity and not save them from it.
Yeah. I mean, I've used this example before where, you know, my older daughter, she's very talented. And, you know, whenever she goes out for a role in a musical, she always gets a major role. Well, now that she's out in the real world trying to get a real role that's like in a movie or TV, she, you know, the first job is very hard to land. And she gets callbacks and stuff like that, but she hasn't landed one yet. So this is such a good experience for her. I mean, it breaks my heart as a mom to see her go through some of the stuff. But at the same time, I know that this is just going to mold her into a stronger person.
And oh, absolutely.
Give her confidence.
Yeah. You can't get to the place you want to get to without going through that. You can't. It's impossible. And then it also makes you rely on God more.
Oh, absolutely. That's the most important part.
It really does. Like, the more capable and able a person is, I think the more trials they go through because they need to learn to trust God. It seems like it's like that time and time and time and time again in even God's word. And I feel like I've seen it and watched it even with the athletes in my home or in the ones I've been able to train. They all go through more adversity than the average person. And because they have to learn to trust God. They have to, because you can't see the victory. You can't, you have to have faith that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can't see it, you know, but you have to have faith that it's going to happen while you're going through the crap, you know. It's difficult, but so we can faith, encourage each other.
So if that faith is based on God, whose supply never ends, I think you're in pretty good shape. But some of the times say you're super talented, you put that stock into like maybe your talent. What happens if you lose your voice? What happens, you know, or I think a better example would be like if my joy was based on like my bank account, what happens when that runs out? That runs out, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm not happy anymore. So you really, really have to look at where am I parking my faith and my joy in? It's got to be in somebody who is never going to run out. And that's God. And that's Jesus. And he's like the only, like, I was like really thinking about, okay, finances run out. My husband made, you know, we're all going to die. My kids are going to get older and they are going to leave me, you know, and start their own families. Where is my joy? Where is my faith? Where is it going to be parked? Where is it going to be based?
Right.
That just makes it crystal clear for me.
Right. Exactly. It does. And, oh, and I sent you a message today on Instagram. Let's talk about it.
Oh my God, you guys. Hilarious.
So funny.
Hilarious.
What's the guy's name?
John Christ?
Is it John B. Christ? John Hilarious. B. My daughter sent it to me and I shared it with Essie and I actually put part of it on my stories. So y'all go check it out on my stories. But it's a parody of what it would be like if the apostles had cell phones.
Yes. Oh, you guys. So it funny. Is hilarious. He has a lot of little skits and he actually was here last year doing a comedy run. And he came to New Jersey and I wanted to go see him and we just missed him like by a week.
But he's coming to Texas.
He is so funny, you guys. He has like an Uber, a Christian Uber. He's got When to Pray. He has
the When to Pray cracks me up.
Oh my God.
Because when you pray for your food, well, when you're at a Mexican food restaurant, you don't, you know, it's the chips are covered before the prayer. You don't have to pray, you know. And I'm like, that is so funny. Like, it's so true. Like, you sit down in a Mexican restaurant here in Texas and you get a big old thing of chips and salsa before you even order. And you're sitting there chowing down on it. And then when the food comes, the real food, he's like, that's when you really need to pray.
So you guys go check him out. Go check out Jen's story. And he's got a whole bunch of stuff and so funny.
Yeah, the cell phone thing though is really hilarious. That yeah. when they were sitting there looking at their cell phone, they're like, "It when Joseph the brothers are trying to sell Joseph, is that even legal?"
No, yeah, they were on Facebook Marketplace and they saw that Joseph was going to be sold. That's hilarious.
It's so funny. So I hope that brings y'all some joy. So go check that out. Mm-hmm. And then I think we've pretty much covered everything, but I wanted to bring up real quick because I've been getting inundated with messages, and please forgive me for not getting back to you very quickly because I have been on the phone and in meetings a lot lately with this new Advent company that is in the area that I live in Texas, in Prosper, Texas. They are coming out, or they have already, they've launched a CBD oil. And the problem with the CBD, the cannabis plant oil, is the stigma attached to it. People think it's weed and it's not. And so it's been a lot. It's been 3 years of trying to, you know, go through the bureaucracy of everything. And the distribution of it is the hard part, because a lot of distribution plants around the country do not want to be associated with something that they think is weed.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely.
So right now, that's why yesterday's podcast, I talked about a little bit, and I said that there's an 800 number right now that you have to call, because it's in the process of putting together, and we're in the process of getting the funding, because even banks are not wanting to fund these mm-hmm. things. And you have to have product, and you have to have a distribution center, and that takes money before you sell it, you know?
Okay. So before you go further right. Why don't you tell some of our listeners who may not be familiar with this product, what it does?
Oh, thanks, Essie. I'm sorry. You know, I just assume that people just know everything I'm talking about. I mean, seriously, like, is that not ridiculous? You're so right. No,
that's what we have each other.
It's from the cannabis. It's from the cannabis plant. And, you know, hemp is another way. There's so many different strains, and so I'm being very, 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 I don't know, general, because I'm not really that versed in it per se. You know, I'm having a specialist come on, and I'm having actually the owner come on and talk about it of his products. And they've decided to go with the sublingual plant, the sublingual way of taking it. And that's why I was saying the CBD oil, where it goes under your tongue. And they have two different strands. They have one with no THC, absolutely zero THC. And then they have one that is got the federal limit of 0.3. I think they both work just as good. I really do, because my husband's taking the one with the zero THC, and so is my son, because, you know, my husband's a cop, y'all, and doesn't want to, you know, you can't have drugs in your system, you know, random testing on that.
Right. And son's an athlete.
And an athlete too. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, but they're seeing benefits of how it helps with recovery and performance with athletes. And so, it's a plant that we're deficient in. And like, just like any other herb that I've talked about, y'all know that I'm big into like aloe vera juice, and I always talk about enzymatic therapy, and I always talk about the NOW products and the things that you can do naturally to give your body what it needs to be at its best and feel balanced, right? Mm-hmm. Or apple cider vinegar, all those things. So I don't take it lightly when I align myself with someone, and I've decided to align myself with this company because of the way they're doing business.
And the quality of the product.
Right. It takes a long time to do it right. And a lot of the stuff that's coming out right now with the CBD oil and gummy bears and stuff like that, yes, it has the cannabis that's good in it. But the problem is it's you don't know what you're getting. And you don't know where it's coming from. And people are trying to ride that wave of, you know, hey, this is something that works, and it's something that a lot of people are deficient in, and it helps with a lot of anxiety and brain disorders and things like that, which you can't claim because it's an herb, you know, it's not medical, it's not FDA approved or anything like that. So there's no regulation. And so it's very important to know and have trust in the product that you get. And it's hard to get through that because there's so much out there, you know. Am I kind of all over the place, or is this making sense?
No, it's totally making sense. And, you know, because you're going to be interviewing the owner of the company.
Right.
I was going to suggest if you send me that link, I'll put it on my story as well, so people could just swipe up.
Right.
And also, if you could put in the show notes, maybe if they have a website, so that our listeners can go and research for themselves.
Well, that's what we're making.
That's the website's not up yet?
Well, the problem with the website is that we have all the information and everything to be, we're trying to back build it to where you can purchase from the website. Mm-hmm. And that's what's hard to do when you don't have a distribution center yet. So,
right. But is there a website maybe they can go to where they can do their own research?
Not yet.
Okay.
But you can Google, you know what the best thing to Google? Mm. We're going to have the website up soon because there's articles and things that he wants to put on there and everything. But the endocannabinoid system, and I'm going to put that in the show notes. It's in yesterday's because that will explain to you how it affects the nervous system and the immune system and the digestive system and all the systems in your body, the circulation and everything, and how it works so well for pain because it's the only herbal plant that you don't have to increase dosage. You actually decrease mm-hmm. dosage because it builds up in your system because it connects because of the they call it endocannabinoid. I'm saying it wrong. I know I am deficiency. And so once it's in the system, they've even done studies where once it's in the system, they'll take people off of it that are having whatever their side effects are. For 5 days, and then they put them back on the lowest dose possible, and the side effects to whatever they're trying to, if it's Alzheimer's or whatever it is that they're trying to take it for, they don't see any difference, and so it works the same and it's less. So
yeah, so I think that kind of information. I know there's a lot of people out there who like to do their own research. So that would be really good to put in the show notes. And then once they're more informed, and then when they listen to your interview, it will make more sense because they'll have a backdrop, you know?
Yeah, because I think people are afraid of it because I've got a lot of. I just had an athlete that I used to train. He's in college now. He said, "I'm really interested in this because of the recovery factory, but I'm afraid of the drug testing." And so I said, "Well, I'm testing it out on my son right now, the one that has zero THC, and I'm going to actually make my son take a drug test. Is that not awesome?"
That's awesome.
Because I want to make sure, because I don't want to sit there and tell somebody, because I'm actually in meetings right now to come out with an athletic line that is zero THC that has a higher dose of that for recovery. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be for athletes because let me be real clear, y'all. If you were to go and chew on this plant, it's disgusting. It tastes terrible. And so they higher the amount of the milligram that's in the tincture, the worse it's going to taste. And so the 500 right now is what most people need to be, that's what most people are buying. Your average person's going to, see benefits from it. My husband, that's what he's taking, the 500. For an athlete, we're trying to make it to where it's a higher dosage per and around 1200 milligrams. And so it's not going to taste good, but you know what I know about athletes is we'll do anything we have to
get that faster recovery. Heck yeah.
That's the name of the game. That's
pour it in my mouth.
I mean, how many times do you have people taking creatine and all these things and proteins goodness. And it's great. And those things are good, but not creatine, but that's aesthetic, y'all. That's not for, performance, but, they're taking all these things to try and recover faster and to feed their body what it needs to perform. Right. But, if they can have something that can decrease inflammation so that they can get better performance and also help with anxiety, because there's a lot of pressure that goes with being an athlete, especially a student athlete, you can't beat that. So
that sounds awesome.
I'm really excited for that.
To that one.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that. Yeah. Cool. So we're in meetings about that, but that's not out yet. But we're talking about it. So who knows? We'll see. It'll be here sooner than not. I just wanted to kind of clarify some things and go over a few things because it's just be patient with me and I'll put the 800 number if you want to get it. And you mention, our show, if you mention Soul Sisters, or if you mention, you heard it on the podcast, they'll give you free shipping. There's a lot that has gone into making sure that this is an organic non-GMO seed and that it's all done in America. A lot of these other companies are taking things from offseas from China and you don't know what it is that you're getting. Yeah. So, you know, so this is just the beginning stages of all this. And so I just wanted to kind of clarify it a little bit because I was a little all over the place and I tend to get a little excited.
No, but that's good because we know that you do your research and you are very serious about your supplements. So well, I want people, when they come to us, I want them to trust us, but also to do their own research.
Absolutely.
So have, you know, like,
solid. You have to. Yeah. You have to be your own doctor, or, you know, you have to have mm-hmm. be your own advocate. You have to look, because everybody's so different. What works great for me is not going to work great for you. And so, yes, I totally agree. And there's so much information out there. It's ridiculous. But I just wanted to just clarify a few things a little bit better than what I did yesterday and moving forward, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're going to, I guess that's it. Did we cover everything that we wanted to?
I think we did. Yeah.
You know, always DM us. You guys share this episode. If it helps you, share it with others. And I love the messages we've been getting. And, you know, let's just keep, we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah.
Keep reading the Book
good.
Of Acts.
Yeah.
And share them with us.
We love hearing from you.
Yes, absolutely. Bye for now.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.